All right. Hello, welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. This episode is brought to you by The Stove, celebrating 50 years of a mammoth. Great restaurant, great vibes. Go check it out and get some delicious food. We have a lot of news for you today, but first, we're going to hear from our series sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that, and then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips, and I want to get some salsa, and what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole, and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that, and we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
It looks like the Mammoth Lakes Restaurant Association and the Mammoth Lakes Lodging Association are having a mixer at Black Velvet in Mammoth. It's going to go from 3:30 to 5:30 on September 11th. And I'll be at the Black Velvet. Enjoy some coffee, wine, beer, and hors d'oeuvres. So don't miss that. And also going on in Mammoth, it's Mammoth Voices, a forum, a civic discourse, education, and leadership with Betsy Truax, Executive Director, Mammoth Lakes Foundation. This week, join us as Betsy Truax shares updates of the Mammoth Lakes Foundation on its scholarship programs and long-awaited Mammoth Arts and Cultural Center. And the meeting is on Zoom. It's going to be Thursday, September 7th, 12 to 1 p.m. The link for the Zoom meeting room is on Eastern Sierra Now or in the Eastern Sierra Now app under the article called This Week on Mammoth Voices, Mammoth Lakes Foundation Updates. So go find that and sign up and be a part of this process. And an update on State Route 127. Due to flood damage, it remains closed. In San Bernardino and in New Counties, 127 will remain closed until emergency repairs are complete on the highway. The road was closed Friday, September 1 between the town of Baker and Tacoma Hot Springs due to flooding that severely cracked in several sections of the highway. You should really check out the pictures of this flooding. Oh my gosh, the asphalt just rolled away into the mud and is like buried. Only half the road still exists. Some of it is completely obliterated. All those pictures are on EasternSierraNow.com and in the app. It just looks like the road's like mush, like it was never there. It's like severe flooding. All right, up in Laws, the good old days are Saturday, September 9th, 2023. The Laws Railroad Museum and Historic Site will be bustling with activity on Saturday, September 9th. You and yours will have the opportunity to operate a self-propelled handcart and take a ride on the Birthday Express pulled by Old Smokey. So get out there to Laws and enjoy that. I visited Laws, and I'm actually due to visit it again because I wanted to go out there and film there, and they said I probably could. So I'm going to grab my camera and get up there soon. Maybe it'll be on the 9th. Yeah, I think it will be. And it looks like there's tickets for upcoming Bishop Union High School home games. General admission is $7 for volleyball. Seniors are $5. For football, general admission is $8. Senior citizens, $6. Buy those tickets. Support those Broncos. And all right, we're going to get to the weather here in a moment, but we're going to talk about something that's been happening incessantly in our towns. Broom and gloom speeding through our towns on the way to more northern places. I actually saw some major speeding today, and it was from a semi truck on Main Street, which is 25 miles an hour. The dude was going at least 40 in a semi truck on Main Street, a very crowded Main Street. Easter Sierra Now posted about this issue not too long ago, but it has not ceased to improve or gone the other way. In fact, it's only getting worse. Tanner Rush and Jesse Steele, owner of Easter Sierra Now, were chatting outside the Chevron in Big Pine, and they heard the squeal of brakes. Shout of exclamation as a 50-year-old woman was almost mowed down by a speeding red SUV. District 4 supervisor for the county of Inyo. This has always been an issue. Ever since people have been coming up from the south to enjoy the Easter Sierra, there has been speeding in our towns. In fact, before, when I was a little punk, I actually got pulled over in the town of Bishop for going 45 in a 25. At that point, I was mad, but now that I live here and have been here, visiting here for a long time, I understand why it is critical, because Bishop is a walking town. So is Lone Pine, so is Independence, and so is Big Pine. Those are our main streets, and we bike and we walk, and it's dangerous if anybody's going more than 25 miles an hour. This issue is actually the number one issue from Jennifer Roser's constituents. Jennifer said one of the solutions was to put in more stoplights, but I guess that's very controversial. For every citizen she talks to that wants a stoplight, there is one that doesn't. And to add things more to the controversial side, people don't want to hear air brakes in town. They're really, really loud. Truck air brakes are super loud. Further, funding determines a lot of the features of our transportation system, and the parties in charge of applying that funding, the governor-appointed California Transportation Commission, CTC, must be fully understanding of rural areas and small-town main streets to differentiate them from urban and metropolis areas. So what can we do? Fixing the speeding problem has been and will continue to be an incremental process. A good first step was identifying projects already in the works that could be used as an opportunity to provide some added safety in town. This is how we found out about the Fish Springs and Manzanar pavement projects. These projects were intended to replace asphalt on several miles of highway, but due to source of funding called the State Highway Operation and Protection Program, we were able to carve out some funds for safety features in Big Pine and Independence. Jennifer held two public hearings in town halls and generated over 75 public comments. The record of the environmental document, according to District 9 transportation planners, Big Pine spoke loud and clear. As a result, the upcoming project slated to begin construction in 2025 has numerous features in several locations designed to slow traffic, increase pedestrian safety, and raise awareness in the community along the highway thoroughfare. The LTC has also begun utilizing Weather Caltrans toolbox to make safer streets for pedestrians on Main Street and US 395. Hence the rectangular rapid flashing beacons on US 395 in Crocker in Big Pine. As I understand it, Caltrans can use a variety of tools to continually escalate dependence on effectiveness. So we can start with these beacons and work up to a higher degree of encroachment. Another way is education. I think this is where I fell into the whole loop, and I was a little punk and I was speeding around. Education focuses on drivers. How do we get to the drivers to not just speed through our community, to actually respect our community, respect our laws? A new project grant application called Highways to Boulevards attempts to do this. Just last week, we met with Caltrans planners and videographers to film stories of why Main Streets are important and how we hope to reconnect our communities that have been dissected by 395. Another way we could do it is old-fashioned speed traps, which we are working with CHP to do that. It is effective to slow people down, but it's slow, but it works. The only thing with that is we have to be also accountable to that. You know, here comes a bunch of locals, they're getting pulled over by CHP, but none of us locals speed, right? We've also looked at some speed safety cameras with State Senator Marie Alvardo Gill and her chief of staff. But there's been some pushback in urban areas when it comes to those cameras, so that has stalled out our speed safety cameras on 395. Jennifer says this is a long response to the original question, but it's complex, longstanding, and there's a variety of solutions. There's just no silver bullet, unfortunately. I know people will have questions, Jennifer says, so feel free to call me at 760-878-8609 or email me at jroeser, that's J-R-O-E-S-E-R at nucounty.us. Great article by Tanner Rush there. Thank you so much for that contribution. All right, let's go on to the weather here. Well, we're going to start with Bishop today because that's where I'm at. Currently 87 degrees, 0% precipitation chance. It's going to be 87. We're experiencing the high right now. And it'll be 51 degrees tonight. So it'll be really nice. Tomorrow's going to be 91 degrees with a low of 48. Friday will be 92 degrees with a low of 50. And let's go up to much cooler Mammoth. It's 66 degrees as a high, 0% precipitation. It's going to be a low tonight of 35. Going to freezing. High of 68 tomorrow with a low of 34. High of 69 on Friday with a low of 41. And Lone Pine. It's 87 degrees currently. There's a high of 88 today, but it's fully cloudy. Wow. It's got a low of 60 degrees tonight. Tomorrow's going to be a high of 91 degrees with a low of 60. And Friday will be a high of 95 degrees with a low of 67 degrees. The low is 7 degrees higher than the night before. 0% chance of precipitation. All right, all right, all right. Another day of the news agencies here now. News. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to the Stove for sponsoring this episode. I want to implore you to download the East of Sierra Now app as it contains a ton more content than what I've covered in this news broadcast. Thanks for coming on the news today. I feel good. I hope you do too. And here comes the fall. The bear was awesome, but I'm excited for fall. Byron out.